The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So this week, someone who comes to IMC regularly told me a wonderful kind of analogy or simile. And kind of for themselves, the simile was that of a spider who makes a web, and a fly. And you can imagine seeing all three of them, the flies caught in the web that the spider has made. And this person told me that he realizes his mind is all three. That sometimes he's the spider who's making the web that he gets caught in. And so you can imagine that, you know, one of the webs that many of us get caught in is our thoughts. We can think wonderful thoughts, fascinating thoughts, compelling thoughts, and we get stuck. And we're the fly that's stuck to those thoughts. We can have desires and fears and hostilities and angers, resentments. And who is it that's, you know, spinning these emotions? Somehow we are. And then we get glued or stuck to that web of feelings and emotions. So we're the spinner, the web, and what gets caught in it. So that was kind of the beginning of the analogy. And then the person said, but there's actually a fourth thing. So we can get identified with being the spider, the doer, we can get identified with being the glue, the web, and we can be identified with being the one who's stuck in the web. So all possible places. But there's a fourth thing. And that, he said, that there's a spider, the web, and the fly, and then there's the air around it. There's a space around it. And that air and that space flows freely through the web, through the space in the web, flows completely around and intimate with the spider and the fly, and is, you know, in a sense, it's not connected, but is in touch with everything, and is not separate from any of this stuff there. But it's free. It's fluid, it's relaxed, it's open with it all. And so in the same way, in our minds, there is ways that we are spinning, the spinner, the doer, for all kinds of things, where we spin these things that we get caught in, and we're the one who's caught. But there's also space all around it, certain kind of space, and the space that we talk about in Buddhist practice is the space of awareness. There's awareness which can be not stuck. It can be intimate with the experience. It's in touch with it, but it just passes through it, around it. It doesn't hold on to any of it. And there's lots of space. So today in meeting with someone, because of this person maybe is dying, preoccupied with dying, I said to her, imagine that you go to the beach, not here, the coast, and it's a beautiful day, the ocean is wide, horizons far away and spacious, the sky is open and blue, and you're sitting in a nice beach chair, and it's the last moments. I said, and what's it like for you to do that today? If you go there and you've accomplished what you needed to do, and if you have, for the moment, you know, and you've had a nice hike and everything's going well for you, and no preoccupations in your life, Just, you're just there. What would it be like for you to sit there looking at that ocean? She said it would be very spacious and beautiful and awe-inspiring and just be fantastic to sit there and just do it. So then I said, what about if you're, it's the last minute, last seconds of your life. Would you rather be sitting there in that spacious, open, looking at that? Or would you rather be caught in the web of your thoughts and what you haven't accomplished and what you're leaving behind and why, you know, there must be a solution and I have to figure out some way to get healthy quickly, because what would you rather do in those last seconds? She said, I'd rather look at that space. And that spaciousness is available all the time, not just by going to the beach. A spaciousness which is intimate and connected to what's happening here and now. But it's fluid and free and not caught by anything. It doesn't stick to any of it. It doesn't stick to the web. So can there be a shift of perspective? And this is part of what Buddhism is pointing to, is a shift of perspective. So that we are not the spider. We don't identify with the spider. We don't identify with the web, the attachments, the concerns, the thoughts, the feelings. We don't identify with the fly. Don't identify with the one who's caught, who's suffering. But open up more widely and see the spaciousness, the openness, the freedom. Something which is actually not caught, that's always here. It has qualities like being at the ocean looking out at the space. Because it's not a thing in the world like the ocean scene is, but it's an aspect of the spaciousness of awareness, spaciousness of the mind, that's always here. And how would you like to spend your last moments being alive? Would you rather be caught up in the web, whatever your normal web is? Or in those last moments, would you rather kind of be in that spacious, open, peaceful place of awareness that is kind of like, you know, looking at the ocean horizon in the space, where there is no time, there is no, in a sense, there is no death, there is no dying, there is no being, there is no identity, there is no problems, it's just, you know, you go to the ocean, it's kind of timeless. You can talk about time, but you can also kind of, it's a timeless moment, and there's no problems, there's no nothing, no thoughts have to be there, just there. So as your last moments of your life, where would you rather be, one or the other? But why wait until the last moments? Maybe this wider perspective of the freedom and being at ease and peaceful with how things are now, maybe that's possible now. It's your choice. The spider, the web, the fly, or the freedom, the openness, the space, the awareness that can hold it all, that's the container for it all. And if you're the spider, at least try to enjoy it. Thank you.